The Apocrypha. Is it the Word of God or just history? Introduction. Imagine someone hands you a book and says, "Some of this is true. Some of it sounds spiritual, but parts of it don't fully match what God already said. Would you build your faith on it?" That's exactly where the conversation about the Apocrypha comes in. Many people don't realize that early printings of the King James Version included additional writings called the Apocrypha. So the question becomes, are these books inspired by God like the rest of the Bible? Should we treat them as scripture or just history? Let's go to the Word of God and find out. What is the Apocrypha? The Apocrypha is a collection of Jewish writings written between the Old and New Testament, about 400 BC to 100 AD. Some of the main books include Tobit, Judith, Wisdom of Solomon, Sirach, Baruch, 1st and 2nd Maccabees. These books were placed in a separate section in the 1611 KJV, not mixed with the Old Testament. What makes a book scripture? Before we decide on the Apocrypha, we must understand what qualifies something as the Word of God. Number one, it must be inspired by God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Number two, it must agree with previously revealed truth. God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Number three, it carries prophetic authority. Throughout scripture we see, "Thus saith the Lord." Does the Apocrypha meet these standards? Let's examine it honestly. Number one, it teaches things that conflict with scripture. Example, salvation through giving. Apocrypha, Tobit, chapter 12, verse 9. Alms doth deliver from death and shall purge away all sin. That teaches giving money removes sin. Bible says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of works." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. Repent and let every one of you be baptized. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Conclusion. The Bible never teaches that money removes sin. Salvation comes through repentance, baptism, and the Spirit, not payment. Number two, it introduces doctrines not found in Scripture. Example, praying for the dead. Apocrypha, 2 Maccabees chapter 12, verse 45, encourages prayers for the dead. Bible says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Luke chapter 16 shows no crossing between the saved and lost after death. Conclusion, after death your eternity is sealed. There is no second chance and no benefit from prayers after death. Number three, it contains historical errors. Example, Judah chapter 1, verse 1 claims Nebuchadnezzar ruled in Nineveh over Assyria, but historically and biblically, Nebuchadnezzar was king of Babylon, not Assyria. Nineveh had already fallen. Conclusion, God's word does not contradict truth. This raises serious concerns about divine inspiration. Number four, some parts may be historically useful. Let's be balanced. 1 Maccabees describes the Jewish revolt, historically reliable, helps explain the world Jesus stepped into. But even then, it never claims, "Thus saith the Lord," meaning it may be history, but not scripture. Modern day analogy. Think of it like this. You have a doctor's official prescription, the Bible, a medical blog with some good info, but some bad advice mixed in, Apocrypha. Would you trust your life to both equally? No. You might read the blog, but you only build your life on what's proven and authoritative. Why this matters? This isn't just about books, it's about truth. If we accept writings that add to salvation, contradict scripture, introduce new doctrines, then we open the door to confusion and deception. The Bible gives a warning. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues. Revelation chapter 22, verse 18. Final conclusion, the Apocrypha may contain some historical truth. It is not inspired scripture. It contains teachings that conflict with the Word of God. Final thought, God didn't leave us guessing. He gave us a word that is pure, consistent, without contradiction. So we don't build our faith on maybe. We build it on what God clearly said. Simple takeaway, the Apocrypha can be read for history, but it should never be used to build doctrine because it does not carry the same authority or consistency as the Word of God.